100 years ago, the city of Youngstown faced a dilemma similar to the one it faces today. The sewer system was in need of an overhaul, but in 1915, the planned improvements were met with stark opposition from Volney Rogers, the founder of Mill Creek Park. The proposed sewer project involved routing the city's combined runoff and sanitary waste throughout the park that Volney Rogers had spent many years of his life developing. During the summer of 1915, the August 11th edition of the Youngstown Vindicator reported, "The plan Mr. Rogers opposes is to drain a territory of about 6 1/4 square miles through the park, turn the sewage into the Mahoning River below the ice house, and let it run through the central part of the city." In his own words, Volney Rogers expressed his dismay.
"It may be conceded, with the effect on Mill Creek Park out of the question, that a sewer could be located as suggested that would furnish the desired drainage. But would it be right materially to damage a valuable public park to benefit private property?"
The Vindicator characterized the standoff between the city and the park as yet another fight to save Mill Creek Park. Plans have been made to lay large sewers in the park throughout almost its entire length. If they are carried out, Mr. Rogers says that the beauty of Youngstown's Great Reservation will be seriously injured, its usefulness impaired, and the city itself will suffer irreparable harm. The proposed sewer, he finds, will destroy the springs in the park, cause sewage to back up into Lake Glacier, lower the level of and perhaps drain Lake Glacier and Bear Creek, and do other damage that cannot now be foreseen. Volney Rogers made an impassioned plea to the city, imploring to their love of nature and civic duty, and calling to mind the many benefits of keeping the park waterways clean and clear.
"Nearby is the old Lanternman Mill, used for a bathhouse, refreshments, and shelter. This spring furnished large quantities of pure drinking water to thousands of thirsty people, and the large number of people who will in the future visit this romantic place and drink the waters of this spring would be impossible to estimate. The pleasure and delight of going to this rock for a pure, cool drink of water with a grand vista of a deep, rocky gorge and a rushing stream, a deep pool, a magnificent waterfall, mosses, ferns, and evergreens adorning rocks, cliffs, and hillsides is to an appreciative person beyond description. And the idea of placing a sewer where it would pollute a spring so valuable is so abhorrent that I cannot believe that such a suggestion was made knowing."
He made it known in no uncertain terms that he felt their course of action would lead to the detriment of the park, telling the city planners that the fate of the park and future generations were now in the balance.
"The opportunity of the people of a city such as Youngstown now is, and such as it gives promise of being in the future, to visit a beautiful park forever, to be forever denied the privilege of drinking the pure, cool water of nature's springs that were rightfully theirs, to me, is unthinkable."
Despite this, Volney Rogers' pleas fell on deaf ears, and the sewer project was soon begun. Mr. Rogers stated in closing,
"To help keep men, women, and children well, hearty, strong, and happy ought to be the mission of our parks. To do this, we must be given pure air, pure water, and opportunities for rest and enjoyment with beautiful surroundings and the best sanitary conditions possible. This is absolutely impossible if our parks are to become general receptacles for sewers that drain large areas."